This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to hour number two of What's on Your Mind. Happy Wednesday, just about to the weekend, and man, we are looking across the neighborhood at one hot Father's Day weekend. Going for 100 in Fargo on Sunday. The C note. We're going for a C note.
You know, I know exactly why this is all happening. I got it. You ready for this? I got the explanation. Back in April, we had those blizzards, right?
Uh-huh.
The power of prayer. We were praying for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah.
And we overshot. And now we're going to pray for cooler weather, and sometime later on this fall or winter, it's going to be so bitterly cold, but prayer works. Just careful with it.
There you go. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at...
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, brought to you by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Fargo. It's all about wellness when it comes to a sauna or a hot tub from Hot Springs Spas. I'll tell you, and it would come February, you'll really understand the thing there. But, of course, we're looking at 100-degree temperature this weekend. Might want to think about a splash pool. They can set that up in a small backyard, literally at lunch, and you're swimming by dinner. I mean, they go up that fast. So find out more of the endless pools as well. They can totally outfit your gazebo or your game room with great furniture, old house and pool tables and shuffleboard tables. Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number two. .com. There we go. That's all I got there.
Is my mic on here?
It is, yes.
Oh, wow.
I thought you got the wrong headphones on.
Well, I think it's coming through.
There you go.
Yes. I can now hear myself, which is never a good idea.
But we can too. Good.
Yeah, so anyway, it's fun to sit in. And I figured since my mic wasn't on coming off the break, I figured, you know, maybe there was, since Scott was gone, there was a coup. You know, to kind of shut off the microphone here at the big desk and let...
I have no idea what you're talking about there.
yes. Scott's gone, and he will come back to a dead mic.
<the cat's> away.
Come back to a dead mic. Anyway, this is Ed Schaefer. Glad to be sitting in. It's fun. We've been having good conversations this morning on candidates and economic development and things. And, you know, it's time for some phone calls and what's on your mind. We haven't had, we had one phone call, appreciative phone call. It was talking about, you know, congratulating candidates who ran for office and didn't quite get over the mark and how important it is for them to keep going and keep plugging away. And yes, for sure. But give us a call at 800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text us at 701-237-1590.
And Bill is in Bismarck. A complaint about Senator Hovind. Bill, what's on your mind?
Just wondering about the political. So, hi there, Ed. Say, just wondering with the, once you're in political office, that the taxpayers continue to pay insurance for them for the rest of their life for the family. Is that true?
I don't know that that's true. I know that there is a, you know, and you know, there are two things. One is the North Dakota legislature. The taxpayers pay for the North Dakota's family health insurance. So, you know, that's a nice perk, you know, and they say, well, we get paid, you know, X number of dollars, but they also get some pretty, lucrative, you know, programs and stuff too that are paid for by taxpayers. So that's the North Dakota side of things, but that is only why they're in office. That it does not continue after they're out of office. The federal government has, you know, a lifetime pension. I mean, if you serve one term in Congress, you get a pension for the rest of your life equal to that salary that you have. So
I just read it's actually not quite equal to the salaries. Congressmen don't reap their annual salary for life. They do receive generous retirement benefits, though the Atlantic estimates that when former House Speaker John Boehner retired, he received $86,000 annual pension, mm-hmm. which was not quite what his
salary. You know, they get a lucrative now.
Yeah, it's very.
I don't know if included in that that you get health insurance. I don't think so. I don't believe that's true, but, you know, the legislature has a way, their Congress has a way to get their own perks and to do their own salaries and to exempt themselves from their own laws. So who knows what they do over there?
Yeah, well, just last night on the news, they were boasting that Holman had increased his net worth from 20-some million to 40-some million. And we're just thinking at that point that they could probably pay their own insurance.
40-some well, million in the bank. Yeah, if you look at the net worth of everybody in Congress, I mean, it seems like they should just work for free. Shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they just donate their time? My gosh! Yeah. And it, you know, and Bill, you know, one thing that brings up that really bothers me is that people, you know, they go out and they sweat bullets and they work and they get elected and they come from all walks of life, and they go to Washington D.C. and they get their, you know, they get their work, they get their families involved, they hire their, you know, their friends and whatever, and, you know, they leave millionaires. I mean, they, you know, it just, I mean, it,
yeah, and
it just
then you forgot
seems to
one
be a crazy thing.
Thing. Yeah, you forgot one thing that they must go through, a brainwashing to fall into the dumb pool.
Indoctrination, yeah.
I think it's the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
but Bill, you'll
something.
Love the.
Well, we just have to change. We,
yep. And the information
we have to just
you wanted
put something
there,
in for term limits.
And the,
yeah,
well, the information you wanted
time,
is pretty easy search too. You can find the that information. That's all public domain stuff, so you can find out.
Yeah.
I think you can even find out what Holvin's pension would be.
Well, what did it say? What about say the health insurance?
I didn't see anything on health insurance.
Yeah.
No, mostly just pension and depending how long they've been there, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, you know it's interesting. But it does drive me crazy. You know, somebody from dirt poor Arkansas, you know, goes to Washington, D.C., gets an office, and they leave with millions of dollars and, you know, real estate, and they get inside tips on the stocks, and, you know, they.
And depending on the state you're from, I mean, look, imagine what AOC is amassing right now.
Yeah.
She comes out of a little hamlet in Brooklyn or wherever.
She was a bartender, right?
And a bartender. Yeah. I went to NYU. I mean, but now she's, you know, imagine the what she's amassing as she moves through, you know, her swamp.
I mean, got $175,000 salary. She's got a lifetime pension, and she wants us to eliminate her.
Yeah, the world's going to end in 12 years.
Hey, come on, bring on the Ivanka. Loans. Bring on the Ivanka AOC debate.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see that.
Listen, all of them. You know, I mean, Hunter Biden. You know, I mean, what kid doesn't? What kid doesn't take advantage of their parent being in office? You know, I mean, it's just it's crazy.
So any tips on me and Kevin getting the millions amassed for us? Because I think in our positions, when we leave them, we won't be leaving with millions. Kevin might be, but I know I won't be.
I could never get elected.
You gotta,
I don't play that game.
Do we have to get elected to do that? That's the deal? That's the catch?
That's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well,
see, so they say,
I'm really a compromised guy.
I had to.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'll say something sooner or later that somebody will play on cable news and go, he's out of here. He's done for life.
And the answer is no. We're doing it my way. Move on.
So, here's here.
My brother-in-law has a great thing. We were talking to him about something, and I think it was food for my son's grad party, and we were saying, well, I'm thinking Sloppy Joe's and this. He goes, yeah, that sounds really good, but we'll probably just do what I want to do.
Yep, I like it. I like it.
Okay, then.
Oh, that's good, that's good. So we've got a couple of email today coming in, or text, I guess, that I see on the screen.
Both, yeah.
You know, somebody's wondering about, you know, how Mayor Mahoney and Commissioner Pepcorn successfully pulled off a political hit job on Shannon Rohrs. Politics at its finest. And what do people think about that?
That was in the Fargo race.
And then another one was, what does Governor Schaefer think about, will Trump win in 2024? If he gets a nomination, will he win? There isn't a Governor Schaefer here, unfortunately. So we have to ask. No, this is Ed Schaefer, but that governor stuff was a long time ago. But here's what I think. I think it would be very difficult. As a matter of fact, I think it'd be a disaster for the Republican Party if President Trump wins the nomination in 2024. I think he lost us the presidency. I think he lost us the Senate by his shenanigans down in South Carolina. So, you know, if he gets there, I just think the Republican Party starts to go down the tube. So I'm hoping that he won't get the nomination. Here's the deal, though. If he runs, and if he runs against President Biden, Trump wins. So, you know, that's what we're faced with out there. And don't get me wrong, I love Trump's policies. I love Donald Trump's policies, his philosophy, his conservative direction, his fighting back against the system, his lowering taxes, dumping regulations, encouraging business investment. All of that worked great to get us the booming economy we had before President Biden was elected. So I think he's great, but I think his personality and his sharpness and his lack of loyalty and his inability to build a team, I think really hurts him, and I think it hurts Republican politics.
I guarantee he's not running. He will not run in 2024. He will be a big part of the process, but he's dead because of that. He's just he's too divisive. He's too magnetic and too dividing, I think. We'll see.
I hope you're right.
I don't think he wants to go through it again. 800-228-0550. Ed Schaefer in for Scott Hannon today on What's On Your Mind. Be right back.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. We're having a great day. Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scotty today. Time to make you hungry. We're getting closer to lunch. I want to have some home cooking grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA in Valley City. Swedish meatballs with lasagna. Tater tot hot dish being served up at Harwood. Swedish meatballs with the cabbage rolls on West Main Avenue. 12th Avenue is doing Salisbury steak. MP's got lasagna. Linda's got chicken pot pie today and sweet and sour chicken in Euland. Or if none of that appeals to you, talk about the 4 for $4. Personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, two cookies, four items, $4. That's the inflation buster right now at all PetroServe USA locations. I like the three meat pizza, just my personal pick, but there you go. And the oatmeal raisin cookies are fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by buying from numerous sources, wholesale levels, so they are always watching for the price for you, trying to keep it down as much as they can. PetroServe USA.
Yes, well, I was right before we took the break there, we had an email come in, or a text, and somebody said, what those people who are wondering about Hovind's $20 million to $40 million increase in net worth don't know about compound interest. And I thought I'd mention that only because, the one thing that we're missing in this conversation is that John Hovind's net worth increased in the private sector. His family's in banking. I know his family's bank bought some other banks. They've increased their balance sheet. They've, expanded their footprint in the banking industry. They're building their business and they're gaining net worth because of increasing their business. And the nice thing about that, and certainly, John Hovind's the senator and he's getting the big salary and the benefits and the thing. But, when John Hovind has personal business experience and he's got a personal balance sheet that's strong.
Right.
He doesn't have to knuckle under to the, somebody, giving him a donation so they'll vote
right.
One way or another.
Yep.
He understands business. He's trying to craft and help legislation that lowers cost of doing business, that increases investment, because he's got that private sector information. He's got that private sector experience, and he knows how it works, and he knows how policy makes things work. And so, while he's got a big balance sheet that we're all jealous of, and all would like to have, it really, in a way, can help him do his job in representing the people of North Dakota better.
Do you think of him as a rhino in Kramer? Your opinion?
I don't.
Because there's a lot of this audience does.
I do not think. Yeah, and I'd like to hear from some of your audience.
Yeah, let's just cut to the chase. I'm not a North Dakota resident. I'm a Minnesota resident. I will trade you both of your senators for both of ours in a heartbeat.
I don't.
That's a whole other thing.
I don't think there's such thing as a rhino. I think it's
really?
Republican in name only
is
a dumb thing. People call me a rhino. Those same folks that say Hovind are a rhino, they say I'm a rhino. I'm more conservative than anyone. I'll put my conservative credentials up against any one of those people.
Okay.
So what does a rhino mean? Does a rhino mean that I'm a Republican and you're not? Does a rhino mean that I can't be social, have some stronger feelings about social programs or something, and I don't? So you're a rhino?
Yeah.
I mean, what is a rhino?
I think it's a number of things. But I think for me, or the takeaway I get from this audience, because I read all the texts, see all the emails, is the lack of fight. That's one part of it. Or to say I'm a conservative, but then to say one thing and vote another, for example. Or to, not that Kramer or Hovind have done that, not if it's been on the record, but it's the definition of a rhino. You know what I mean? It's and for me, it seems like it's just the lack of fight in a lot of Republicans that aren't standing up, like guys like Jim Jordan, and yelling to the rooftops, this is insane.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
But it's a lot of political talk when it comes to...
A rhino is just a stupid thing to talk about. I mean, the Republican Party isn't a one-issue party. The Republican Party isn't, someone that votes one way that you like and maybe on another issue votes a way that you like. I mean, that doesn't make you a rhino or a not rhino. I mean, the reality is when you are an elected position, you represent all the people, and you have to take consideration into how you craft legislation. And you know what? When I was in office, I never once looked at the Republican platform, not once, because I was representing the people. I was representing the whole electorate and crafting legislation, policy, direction that's good for all. And now I looked at the Republican platform when I was trying to get elected. I championed the Republican values when I was trying to get elected. There's a shift when you get out of the election process and into serving process that changes. And it really, you're hitting a hot button because I'm offended. I'm offended when people call me a rhino because I might not vote the way they want or because I didn't represent what one specific small idea that they have.
Not towing the line.
But you know what? That's sorry. I just
I really want to hear. I want to hear your thoughts.
It bothers me because we try to define. You know, you can only be a Republican if you agree what I say a Republican is, and so
works
that's
on
just
both
wrong.
Sides, too. That works both sides.
It works on both sides, and you know, really? Here's the reality: the Republican Party is a strong party. It's an inclusive party. We have people on all sides of all issues that maybe on some social issues are different than I am, maybe on some fiscal issues are different than I am, but you know what? They carry the Republican values. Of freedom, of, you know, less government, not more, of more efficient government, not more government, and lower taxes, lower costs, lower regulations, freedom in my life to live my life the way I want, to get educated where I want, to do the job that I want to have. Those are Republican principles, and that's what we carry. So all this fighting about, oh my gosh, he didn't vote this way, she didn't vote that way, you know, it's crazy because, you know, what we need to be championing are Republican values, Republican characters that deliver that center core value about what being a Republican is.
But I think land in the conservative world, you know, when they look at policies,
it's very much.
Yep.
But you know, to claim people aren't a Republican because they didn't vote on one issue one way. I mean, it's bad.
Oh, all right.
Sorry about that.
I hear that, and some of it I think is valid. I think that, you know, people like Liz Cheney, that are,
yeah. What's wrong with Liz Cheney?
Well, ask
Tell
people
me.
In Wyoming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not a fan of her, the waffling and the it seems like lack of fight. But
the only thing is Liz Cheney's only problem is she said something bad about Trump. You know, so now the vindictiveness is out, and they've got a censurer. The Republican National Committee censures her. Is she not a Republican? She has a more conservative voting value than Elsie Stefanik, who came in and replaced her. So what does that tell you? All it tells you is that she said something mean about Trump, and so that everybody's going to get back to her. Is that a reason to say she's a rhino? Is that a reason to say that she's not a Republican? Come on, that's ridiculous. She carries Republican values. She carries Republican policies and principles to the election.
Ultimately, her constituents will decide her fate.
Yes.
Provided we have a secure election.
I hope they do, and I hope, you know, they decide her fate with Trump going in there with millions and millions of dollars and pounding them against her because, by the way, she said something mean about him. I mean, that's vindictiveness, and that's wrong.
Good point. 800-228-0550. Weigh in on this. 800-228-0550 is the number. You want to leave a text, 701-237-1590. Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back. Going to be visiting next with, going to talk a little, I believe we're going to talk a little bit about with Jeff Bradall. About this man that was convicted of murder, but now he's going in for life.
This week, Greta Van Susteren is back on cable news, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Greta's new show just launched this week. Each night, Greta's proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren, and everyone is talking about it. Tune in at 5 p.m. Central as Greta broadcasts from Washington with the real news, giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media won't. Find out why millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren tonight. Check your program guide or get info on her new show by texting the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. Switch to Newsmax today. It's real news for real people. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Yellowstone National Park assessed widespread damage Tuesday as the park remained closed amid dangerous floods, eroding roads, ripped apart bridges. Officials are unsure when the park's five entrances will reopen. Bill Berg is the commissioner of Park County, Montana.
We'd like to think the highest of the water is already behind us, but we can't say that for sure just yet. There's still quite a bit of snow up high.
A tentative bipartisan deal to push gun control laws picked up momentum in the Senate on Tuesday after Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, gave his support. Voting should happen before the July 4th holiday recess. Elon Musk is calling on the release of Jeffrey Epstein's client list from the Department of Justice. Quote, the only thing more remarkable than the DOJ not leaking the list is that no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd? End quote. Some have speculated the names on the list are too powerful to be made public. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at GatewayBuilding.com. GatewayBuilding.com. Boy, you need something done on the farm. I'll tell you what. When you say Gateway Buildings, first of all, number one Brock Bend dealer, period. And, man, they can get things done on the farm. You see the landscape when you drive across country. You see their work everywhere. But they do a great job. Experts, commercial building, better construction, ag. Brock Bend's the dealer. If you want more info, call them, 701-293-7202. 701-293-7202. Online at gatewaybuilding.com. And they will take care of you. 2138 Main Avenue in West Fargo. Gateway Building Systems, tell them what's on your mind, sent you in. Ed Schaefer's in for Scotty, who's in Norway, back, I believe on Monday he's going to be back. Travel log day 8 or something. They're having no fun. They're in Bergen looking at waterfalls.
And
waterfalls. Waterfalls and fjords, that's what they're in.
And I think, you know, I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, and I think we're going to check in with Scott.
Yep, tomorrow.
You know, give him a little five-minute briefing.
It's just not about waterfalls. It's about lutefisk and lefse. That's what it's about.
You know what he doesn't need lutefisk when he's in Norway.
But you got to have lefse.
You do got to have some lefse.
I don't know. I like their lutefisk over there because they serve it with hot bacon grease, you know, poured over it. I mean, how can you eat that?
Okay, what do you guys eat with your lefse? How do you guys eat lefse?
Well, it has to be butter,
cinnamon,
and sugar.
Yep.
Roll it up, cinnamon and sugar. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We eat it with like butter and brown sugar, not white sugar.
Ooh,
growing
that
up.
Sounds good, too.
Oh, either or.
Yeah, both.
It's whatever we have in the cupboard.
Yeah, really. I'll eat whatever's in front of me. I don't care.
All right. So, here we are back at What's On Your Mind. We're listening across the state on issues that people are thinking about and talking about. We've been talking about a lot of politics and a lot of things today, but now we have with us Jeff Bradall. Jeff is joining us to talk a little bit about sentencing. And I was reading some articles about how a person who has a life sentence, which seems to me to be clear, you know, a life sentence, all of a sudden a life sentence says, oh, by the way, you can get paroled. So, you know, I was curious about that, and I had no idea that you could parole a life sentence. So Jeff's here to talk about that. So, Jeff, how does that work?
Well, it kind of comes out of the William Hart case involving Cliff Rodenberg, an attorney here in Fargo, shooting incident at the Y back in about 1995. Here's the thing. You can be sentenced, generally speaking, to a life sentence with or without parole. Then that is up to the judge at the time of sentencing. However, you can't be charged with a driving under suspension, which is a B misdemeanor, to life in prison. And maximum punishment is 30 days. In this case, William Hart was charged with attempted murder. The maximum punishment is 20 years.
Mm.
if he had successfully completed the act and the crime, that would have been a double A felony. And that would have been obviously different punishments available to the judge. Now, as part of that case, the state's attorney's office, and they regularly do this, file a special dangerous offender because there was a firearm involved in the incident. Now, that doesn't change the A felony to something different. It says the judge could sentence William Hart to double the length of time. So that would be up to 40 years. But the maximum punishment in North Dakota is life. That's the maximum punishment. And when you think life, life is not, generally speaking, you walk out of the jail in a box. Life is based upon an actuarial table on going back to the federal government, the tax tables, etc. And the hearing recently was to find out, well, what did Judge Bacchus at the time, a very, very good judge, back in 1995, what did he intend? And what did the statutes allow? And the maximum punishment at that time was life in prison. And the question comes down to is, did Judge Bacchus, who said you're going to get life in prison without parole, whether that addition of without parole, in essence, was legal or illegal as part of the sentence.
And if it doesn't include that, you're leaving in a box, right?
No.
If you can't get paroled, then you should spend your life you die in prison, right?
Well, no. if you die before your life expectancy ends, you're going out in a box. But if you live longer than your life expectancy, the question is whether you're eligible for parole or not.
Hmm.
But this was an A felony that he was convicted of. The A felony, you can't be sentenced to a life sentence without parole like it was a double A felony. It was a sentence enhancement, not a statute change from an A to a double A felony.
Sure.
And it's all within the statutes. So you talk about politics and this and that. There is a case identifies where there is a hole between the A and the double A when there's a dangerous special offender. Is what is the maximum punishment a judge can sentence someone to for an A felony, which is life with parole.
So if he would have killed the guy, then it would have shifted into the different sentencing guidelines.
Well, it would have changed the statute from attempted murder to murder, which is the double A felony.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually caught, I'll say the error, so to speak, was caught by the Department of Corrections. Brought to the state's attorney's office through Birch Burdick, who actually brought the motion to correct the judgment that was entered in 1996 to clarify the life expectancy table that is in effect today, what the courts have an obligation to do in calculating that, which they didn't have to do back in 1996. So that's a new statute. But when you look at the life expectancy and him outliving the life expectancy, getting his credit for time served, he served his 85 cents. Now, the fact that he's eligible for parole doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get it. There's a lot of people that apply for parole, and as you know, as a former governor, you appoint the parole board. And there are certain people you have to appoint according to statute. And they use their judgment and wisdom and what they, you know, their history of what they've done in the past, their precedents, to determine whether someone is or is not going to be paroled. And this isn't a case where a defendant has a serious illness or cancer, heart attack, he's going to die. A lot of those people in the federal system, state system, do get released on parole. They're not a danger, they're in bed, they're in a hospital. They shift the balance of who's going to pay for that care back to the state or the federal government.
You know,
that's a long answer to your question.
But what's interesting, Jeff, is, you know, every time I go through this, I mean, you read something, you hear something, and you go like, oh, gee, they just let all the bad guys out all the time and, you know, throw them out the door and let them go offend again and all that. I'm always amazed at the professionalism of the process and the, you know, the following of the statutes, the reasons, the rationale behind the decisions that are made. You know, on the outside, we look at them and go like, yeah, gee, you know, it's kind of casual. But it really is a professional process, a learned and purposeful way to walk through these things and make these decisions.
Well, you are absolutely right. And I wish more people are like you when you were governor and then as secretary. You had that analytical approach. Right now, I see in the federal politicians and some in state, it's more of an emotional, which you get in trouble if you're going to act on emotions and forget the analytical process and going through it. But I went through this morning. I spent about 2.5 hours going through 1995 statutes when it was amended. At one point in time, I felt that the state was wrong bringing the motion, and it was a valid sentence, and then you change, and you go through it, and you read. But it's an analytical process. Judge Bailey, who corrected the sentence, a phenomenal judge, got it absolutely right. The motion brought by Birch, I think, was an obligation that he has under his ethics to correct a judgment that is, in my opinion, illegal. He has to do that, and he did it. Now, does that mean that the defendant will have the opportunity to get out back in society? Maybe. That's up to the parole board.
So how would something like that, after all these years, come up on Birch Predict's radar screen? How does that pop up?
Well, you look at a lot of these cases are brought pro se by defendants without attorneys. You look at Gideon versus Wainwright, the right to an attorney. You take a look at the Miranda rights. There's a lot of these major legal principles that have been established by individuals without attorneys. Getting it in court, having the court apply that analytical process, finding what rights are there or not there. But this case was specifically referred to by the Department of Corrections. There was someone within the Department of Corrections, and that could have been someone on the parole board going to the Department of Corrections. They have to look at these judgments to find out how long they're going to keep someone in prison, right? And put it in their computer, and that's where the error was found. So it was found someone in the administrative body.
Okay, yeah.
But you are right. It's so easy to sit back and say, oh, boy, criminals do this and criminals get away with that. But if there is going to be a change, the question is if you are charged with the maximum of an attempted murder, max of 20, then the legislature is going to have to fix the dangerous or habitual offender statute, not just to raise the punishment, but to change the classification of the offense, which would have given the judge back in 95, if it wasn't effective in 95, the opportunity to sentence to life without parole. So it may be something positive or not positive, as no matter what side of the ledger you're on, will come out of this in the state legislature.
Well, you hope so. You know, when you find those gray areas, you know, whatever, that's what the legislature's there for, right? To fix them and...
Or stay away and not fix it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's the difference between attempted murder and murder is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug. So, well, welcome back. You are awesome on the radio. And well, it's been a pleasure to be in front of you and having the citizens of our great state and our neighbors listen to a world-renowned person like former Governor Ed Schaefer.
World-renowned, ha.
There you go.
Anyway, he's hearing that bumper music, so
yeah.
as an experienced man behind the microphone here, he's ready to sign off. So Thanks for being with us. I appreciate the explanation, and you know, it was fun to visit about
it. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Ramkota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwanDeereGMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime 111 vehicles and more coming. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. If you want to make sure to get a 2022 Sierra 1500 so you get all the upgrades that are in, better get your order in. Because, wow, are they coming, and they don't stay very long. Shop, click, drive, get yours. SchwanDeereGMC.com.
All right, Ed and Jeff are having a conversation.
And we're back.
We're all
I keep talking, I guess. Whatever you need, let me know.
We went into that break, and they just kept talking. Yeah. Lots to talk about.
He hasn't got my bill yet, you know.
Well, we are having conversations with Jeff Bradall, who's an attorney here in Fargo. And well, over the break, we were kind of talking about some of the issues that come before the law enforcement community or the sentencing community. And, you know, one of the things, I mean, we just visited about this whole issue about is a death penalty, is a life sentence a life sentence. And but over the break here, we were kind of talking about the death penalty and how that seems to be a never-ending battle, you know, with appeal after appeal after appeal. But the conversation we got into was pardons.
Yes.
And I think that's such an intriguing thing, having been through it and having, you know, a bunch of people put papers on your desk and say, well, this person deserves a pardon or this one doesn't or whatever. So having gone through it. But I took it upon myself. I sat in some of the pardon hearings, which I thought was very intriguing. And so, Jeff, you know, you are familiar with the process, and but I'm sure have represented people that maybe should have pardons or deserve pardons and didn't get them or whatever. I mean, what do you think of that process?
I think it's a process that needs to be expanded. You know, there is that process now dealing with low quantities of marijuana, where maybe someone was in college 30, 40 years ago and got caught with a marijuana joint, and that record, that's now on the record forever, where half the states now say it's legal. And let's say that individual has no other prior charge. He's not a frequent flyer. He's not an habitual. That's the only charge he's had in 30, 40, or her, 30, 40 years. Should that person have the opportunity to say to someone, hey, that was an aberration. I was young, I was dumb, and I was stupid. But look what I've done with my life since. And it goes on the shoulders of the governor, and what applications get to the governor's desk and what don't. But what do you do with someone that has committed a nonviolent offense, low level, and has not had any subsequent convictions for a lengthy period of time that have turned their life around? Should they have the opportunity? Now, there is an opportunity to clear their record, or just an acknowledgement from someone that says, what you did back then, it was wrong, but look what you've done now. Mm-hmm. And I've always been one to say, it's not what you've done, it's what you're doing in the future that really matters, you know? And so I take a look at as pardons as huge. I think it should be expanded. I think, in my opinion, that the label of someone being convicted should you have the opportunity, maybe the incentive for some people to change their life. Maybe they were addicted to whatever, there was some type of depression or whatever that led to something, and they should have the opportunity. Now, it's not for every crime. If they had involved violence or injury or harm, serious bodily injury, you can carve those out.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and you know, there, I'm wondering if there should be something in between. And here's an example. So, I'm kind of a law and order guy, you know, and I wasn't much open to pardons, but I did give one, and you know, several, but I did give one of interest that the person, a teenager, you know, got a fight with a sibling at home, and I don't know, scissors or a knife or something got involved, and one of them got stabbed, and you know, it was one of those things that it was probably an escalation of a family fight, and was prosecuted for it and was on her record
as domestic violence.
Yeah, so she's a teenager in a stupid fight, right? And in a non-lethal situation. And years later, she was applying for a job in law enforcement and couldn't get it because of her record. You know, and I thought, well, here's a perfect example of why you should pardon someone. I mean, you know, so we did. But, you know, it got me to thinking, you know, isn't there, you know, there are the cases of clearly what people shouldn't get a pardon. I mean, they're just trying to get out. There are those cases. Now we have the ability to wipe it off from your record or whatever. But those kind of in-between felony cases where you have to say, you know, have you ever been convicted of a felony, or, you know, you have to check the box on your application. You know, isn't there like a middle ground there after a certain period of time or some, you know, level of offense or something where you could automatically do those things or put them in front of the parole board or something?
The answer is no. Once you're convicted, you are convicted. It's there. And the advent of the Supreme Court website coming out of North Dakota, and you can then click on the county and click on individuals' names, you can easily search it. In the past, all you could get is a triple I from someone, the federal FBI background. But that information is so available now, and you can be tainted with it. They should have that offer. Certain people,
yeah.
Not the frequent flyers, habitual offenders, serious violent injuries. You can classify them.
Good having you, buddy.
Yes.
All right, Ed. We'll see
you
tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the conversation.
Yes.
See you back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
Hello. This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.